Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House. Welcome to the Comedy Trap House. Comedy Trap House.
Welcome everybody back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. I am your host, Rome Green Jr., and there's literally a dog in my damn lap. Happy holidays to everyone out there. If you're listening, hope you're with your loved ones, whether it's your friends, your family, your close relatives, your dogs, your cats, your hamsters, your snakes, even though snakes ain't pets. I don't know why people got snakes for pets. It doesn't make any sense to me, but happy holidays nonetheless. Things are a little different today. I am fresh off a plane back in North Carolina. Well, not fresh off a plane. I got off the plane about 2-3 days ago. But I am in North Carolina with my family in Hillsboro, North Carolina. For those of you who have never heard of it, it's because it's tiny. But it used to be the capital of North Carolina, which is a fun fact. It's full of beautiful country people. The first thing I noticed when I got off the plane, I was like, man, it's real country out here. It's just nothing but trees. And I just hadn't seen that many trees in so long in one area. And but yeah, anywho, my special guest for today is someone who I love dearly, who has been in my life for 23 years now. My mother is currently handing me stockings. Why do I need these right now? I don't know. But yes, this woman has been in my life for 23 years now. I am 8 years older than her. We come from the same vagina, from the same woman. It is my baby sister, aka baby girl, aka the fluorescent crescent, aka brighter than the sun, aka Snow White, aka her real name, Taylor. That is everybody me. Welcome my little sister Taylor.
And thank you for having me on your podcast today.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? I've done a podcast with my mother, but done a podcast with DJ Slice, aka my dad. That nigga there is just hilarious. with DJ Slice, my dad. I've done many podcasts, so I was like, you know what? It's time to get you on here. How you feeling today?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
I heard your head is tight. It looked
tight. My head is super tight today. Like, I just got my hair retwisted. It's been way too long.
So are these dreads or twists?
What I got now is two-strand twists.
Two-strand twists. Okay, okay.
Yes.
I want to get that too, but my hair ain't long enough. You know what's funny? So we have a dog in here named Gizmo. Gizmo is her new dog. Her and her boyfriend have a dog, and his name is Gizmo. And he one of them cute, ugly dogs. But I like him. I like Gizmo.
He's a French bulldog, a Frenchie.
Yeah, he's a Frenchie. But, so I want to do the two-strand twist at some point before I go bald.
Yeah, I don't think you should do that.
Before I go bald, I want to do it. Here's the thing, because... Why not? This is the reason why, because I have hair now, and at some point I'm gonna be like my dad, and it's gonna go. So it's like I have to appreciate the hair I have now. So right now, but I might just do regular like finger coil or whatever they call it.
Okay,
coil.
Yeah.
I'm probably gonna do them tomorrow. Maybe do them tomorrow, depending on how I feel. But but it looks nice. It looks like it.
Yeah, it's nice. Thank you. I appreciate
For a second, I could have sworn you had dreads.
Well, apparently there's a difference between dreads and locks. So
there's a difference between dreads.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
my bad. I didn't.
What I got is locks. Is that
what I got? You have locks.
Yes.
Okay. Can you?
You know what? I cannot tell you the difference between the two. But apparently that's what I have.
Okay. You have locks. Okay. Because I could see how
somebody had to correct me, because I kept saying I had dreads.
I could see how it could be mistaken. I completely understand that. But so here's the thing. I've known you for a long time now.
Mm-hmm. 23.
My life. So my sister, she was born in 96. And when she
Virgo
was
gang.
Born, yeah, she's a Virgo, Virgo gang. I got her tatted on my arm, Virgo, Virgo gang.
Virgo.
I get along with Virgos. You know, Gomez is a Virgo.
Okay.
Gomez is a Virgo. Emmanuel is Leo / Virgo. He's on the cusp. He's like on the
And
on
see,
the
Virgos don't get along with Leos.
But, and he's both, so he don't get along with himself. But... I was going to say that when I first came home from the hospital with my dear beloved baby sister, we have another sister, Jasmine, too. She is not here. She is at home taking care of her child, taking care of our niece.
Baby London.
But when I first brought you on the hospital, I knew we was going to have a turmoiled relationship because you threw up on me.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I was like, why this little nigga just throw up on me like this? And I was like, why did you do that? You know what I'm saying? Like, could you tell me why you did that as a child? Like, you just was like,
I probably just seen your face and was just like,
you seen my face and was like, ugh. Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's get into some stuff. So you are 8 years younger than me, and I gotta tell y'all this. So she comes and picks me up from the airport. I fly in to Charlotte this time. I fly into Charlotte, and she comes and picks me up from the airport. When she picks me up, she has on, she doesn't have her twist retwist, so her hair is kind of wild. She has on these sweats, this jacket, and I think like this sweatshirt. And so
it was my jersey.
It was her high school jersey. And so we riding in the car, and I look at her, and I was like, you look like a lesbian. I was like, you dressed like a lesbian, which is nothing wrong with it, but she just looked like she was dressed to go to a gay bar.
But I was not, though.
Oh, man.
I was comfy, and that's what matters.
No, you were comfy, and that is what matter. Oh, hold on. Quick break real quick. I just got an email that I got to look at. Give me one second.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Sorry about that, guys. You know, when the emails come in, you got to answer them sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you're so important.
Yeah, no, because I'm extremely important. Don't ever forget
Absolutely
that.
Not.
I'm very important.
No.
So what I want to know is, like, what was one of your favorite Christmases that you can remember? Since this will be out probably tomorrow night, with Christmas Eve, probably early Christmas morning. But what was one of your favorite Christmases that you can remember?
I mean,
if you hear my mother chiming in the background, it's because she nosy, and I'm also in her living room.
But I mean, as far as Christmas goes, I remember the very well. As far as like going back far,
yeah.
Whenever I got that scooter, you remember the pink scooter?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite Christmas. I don't know. I love that pink scooter, even though I did. Yes, I remember the pink scooter. But that was one of my favorite Christmases.
Yeah.
And then also, I mean, really, last year, Christmas takes the cake.
Honestly, oh, because you was in LA?
I got to go out to Cali.
You already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? You already know. Out in Cali with her, bro. That was really cool. That was also the same time I got hacked.
Yeah. I was there for it.
But that was also the same time I got verified, because you know they can't stop what God give you.
They
you know what I'm
can't.
Saying? You know what I'm talking about? You know, gang. But anyway, that was a great Christmas.
Yeah.
I think one of my favorite Christmas presents from you, mother, since you're standing there looking at me like a waitress with that. What'd you say?
What?
All the stuff you done brought her and what?
And that's
she liked the scooter.
That was one of my most memorable presents.
And for those who are listening to this and you are not from the country, this podcast is going to get real country, because my sister very country and I'm definitely country. So, but one of my best Christmases that I can remember is when I got my Nintendo 64.
That was
a phenomenal Christmas for me, because Nintendo 64 was my jam. I love the controller, and then my first game was Super Mario on there, and it was just a whole new world of Super Mario. I was like, oh, games ain't gonna never get better than this. It ain't gonna ever get better than this right here. And I was just so excited to play that game. That's one of my favorite. And then also I remember getting a bike one Christmas and just being, you know, you remember being outside was cool?
Yeah.
Being outside was a cool thing. You came along, because you were born in 96, I was born in 88. So you came along right when playing outside was starting to go out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was still a thing, but like, I mean, sorry, not in 96, but like as you got older, like by the time you were of age
able
to play outside.
And play and stuff.
Like, it was starting to go out and more technology was starting to come in. And that's what we were talking about in the car. I was like, because I asked you, was it about Facebook or I think I asked you like what was your social net, your main social network when you first got on social network, what did you remember?
Oh yeah, what I first got on, and the first thing I got on was MySpace.
You okay? First thing for you was MySpace, because
but I do also remember, I remember the AOL Messenger.
Yeah, because I was because I told you I know how it's, because I said you don't know what ASL is, and you was like, what's ASL? And I was like, that stands for age, sex, and location. And so that's what we would type into the AOL Messenger and the Yahoo Messenger. Listen, those were the days, man. I would be like, you'd be like, yo, what's your AOL? I begged mama to get the AOL disc so I could do the AOL Messenger. Mm-hmm. She was wilding sometimes, so I had to use Yahoo Messenger. because she was a Yahoo girl. Yeah. But either way, all the chat rooms, you would use ASLs. And I'll be on their line. I'll be like, yeah, you know I'm 18. you know I'm a male. You know I'm about 6'3", athletic build. I was built like a bag of clothes back then.
Indeed.
I was on their line. But it's just crazy to see where the social networks are now compared to then. Because like I said, you had MySpace. I was off of MySpace by the time you was probably on MySpace. And would you say?
I think Mama let me get a MySpace at like 14.
Probably.
I was like 14.
Probably, and then Facebook was still for college students, so that was a whole.
Yeah, I didn't really get on Facebook until like maybe about 16.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting.
I was on MySpace and my yearbook.
Yeah.
And all that for like a little minute. Yeah.
But it's just because I just think the landscape has changed as far as like social media is so out of control now.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, it was like, it probably had its wild moments, but it wasn't like how it is now.
It is today.
So
today,
I think you,
social media makes me not want to be on it really that much.
Yeah, you call, and you, but you're a private person, kind of.
Yeah.
You kind of, would you consider yourself an introvert or extrovert?
I am, I just said this not too long ago. I am an extroverted introvert.
You're an extrovert. So,
because like I'll talk to people.
Yeah.
I'll, you know, socialize.
Yeah, yeah.
If, you know, that's the vibe in the room or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I stay at home.
Yeah,
I
no,
don't
you,
go out like that.
You don't answer text messages.
I really don't.
You don't answer me. You gonna always answer mine, but you don't answer other people's text messages.
Yeah, I'm a homebody.
Yeah, but so that's where me and you differ. I am. You've always known me to be an extrovert. I've always been. I walk in a room. I talk. I do all that. And like I said, you never was quiet, but it took you a little time to warm up, warm up to people. And I was gonna say, when you were younger, did that affect you, like in high school or anything, like with friends or middle school that you can remember?
Well, I had Fifi. I had Felicia.
How about to say you had Fifi? What's that? some type of disease you get?
I
got the Fifis.
But no, I had Fifi in middle school.
Yeah.
And we really hung around like a lot of the white kids at the school that were like
So our school was predominantly white.
White. Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I can't really
It was a lot of black people in my school too. We had a good mix,
I feel like there was a good even mix, but all of us country.
Everybody country. That's one ethnicity.
It's
country. Yeah. Yeah.
Even with like Ag Day, everybody would come together.
Yo,
for that.
Ag Day.
Yeah.
You know how country you got to be to have an agricultural day. What was that Ag Day? So for y'all, I want y'all to imagine Ag Day is a day where there's tractors outside, hay activities, horses, cowboy boots.
Everybody dressed
like farmers.
Farmers, yeah.
It looked like cowboys. A farmers only meetup. That's what it looked like. That's
and
what
then
Ag
we have the,
Day was
farm
about.
On the
and we had a farm
school,
on at the school.
On school property.
Gizmo, sit down. we had a farm on the school property, which was kind of wild as well.
Yeah.
What activity did they have at Ag Day that you can remember?
You might remember
a little better than me. You know, I'm getting old.
And you know, the crazy thing is like a lot of stuff that happened in high school, it just,
you know,
it's
why?
Just been pushed to the back of my mind.
High school didn't matter.
It did not matter.
High school did not matter. It could have mattered if we did stuff that mattered.
Yeah.
But high school didn't matter. Did you, you know what? That's a good question. Was there ever a point in high school when you were like, don't none of this mean nothing?
Yeah.
Or did you not realize that till after you got out?
No, that was definitely in high school, because remember, I tried to leave high school early. I tried to graduate early.
You did try to graduate early.
And so then after I tried to graduate early and I got too many credits and I started going to the college classes, after that, I was really over high school. I was like, I'm just here.
Yeah, I'm just here. I'm just making it. I'm just hanging on. Yeah, because it's just like, it was a certain. And then what the thing was with me and you being 8 years apart, it's like I kind of got to see you go through like all the high school steps that I got to go through. You know what I'm saying? It was like watching it all over again. And sometimes I wish, and you kind of got to let your siblings make their own mistakes and do their own thing. But it was at some points I was like, I'd be telling mama, I'd be like, man, I just wish you would do this, wish you'd do that. But then I had to realize you are your own person. You know what I'm saying? You are your own person. You got to do exactly what you got to do. And for the longest time, it was like we thought you were going to go into the veterinarian field.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? That was. And that's what we thought. But it's okay to think that, but I feel like we were kind of pushing the narrative onto you when you were still trying to figure out what you wanted to do. But yeah. Because to us, you sounded so sure. Because
y'all know I love animals and how I am with animals.
Yeah, I mean, like, you are an animal. So it's like you living in the woods.
Hold on.
Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to tell everybody.
Hold on.
I thought you lived in the jungle. I didn't know that. But no, you did love animals. And you always told us that's what you want to do. That's what you want to do. But it wasn't until later in life that I had to realize, like, that's just like anybody saying, like, oh, I want to be a policeman. I want to be a policeman. Then one day, they're like,
the president.
Then, well, I want to be president. Then one day, they're like, you know what? I want to, like, shovel dirt in Wyoming. You know, I don't know. Like, whatever they want to do. You know what I'm saying? So, for the longest, that's what we thought you were going to do. And then you went to architecture.
Okay. I went to drafting.
You went to drafting.
And,
yeah, yeah.
Like, the thing about it is that I couldn't find. I wanted to go to an HBCU.
Yeah.
That was kind of sort of where I was leaning towards. And
what's the HBCU, a historic, beautiful college university? I know. It's historically black.
Okay. All right. But yeah. Now gotcha. That you gotcha. All know that. basically, I wanted to go to HBCU, but I wanted to do something around the realms of drafting. But I couldn't really find anything that was
what does
just
drafting entail? Does it entail math?
Yeah.
That's why I didn't know anything about it. Because me and math are like just me and math are just those two. That's we're a toxic couple. We don't. Yeah, we just argue. And she's there a fraction of the time. You get it? You get it? You understand?
Jeez.
You get it?
You cheese.
Dad joke. Yeah, so what's drafting exactly?
I mean, drafting in lameness terms is basically just creating the layout for whatever it may be. It may be a house or if it's like a tiny house or
okay so like if I want to get a house
with like certain items that like a land
so it's different from an architect because an architecture goes in and does like the structure and then I guess the drafter drafts up the initial designs you didn't finish so you
did not go I did not go all the way through
it's true so you didn't find
therefore I didn't really find out much besides because you know college just wants to waste your time in the beginning and so they give you all the basics and stuff that you really don't need they don't give you the core of what you actually need until you get to about your junior year
so let me ask you because that was a big thing with when that happened for you when you the day you decided to give up to quit college let me ask you what was the final thing that you were like you know what I think I really don't want to do this anymore and here's the thing at the time of course me and your mother didn't understand because you were going so hard and because you were like almost done we were like oh we don't understand but in hindsight it's just not for everybody hindsight is not for everybody and if it doesn't at the end of the day if you weren't happy then that's not I'd rather you be happy than to be miserable going to college and doing what you need to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, so what was the moment you were like, all right, I'm trying to do something different. Like, I don't think this is, I don't think I'm gonna finish.
Honestly, it was like, it had to be exactly what you said. I was very unhappy and I could tell that it was draining me.
Okay.
And I could tell that I needed a break. And so I was in the cafeteria one day and I was just sitting there.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even with nobody. I was just sitting there by myself and I was just like, I don't know what I want to do outside of this.
and that may be why I haven't stopped yet. And I was like, but I just don't want to do this. And so the main thing that day is I was just like, I don't know what I want to do, but I don't want to do this. But it's like, I know I'm going to continue to find something else during this time. I'm not going to just sit here and waste my time after I get out of college or whatever. So that's just mainly it. I was very unhappy. I was at a very low point.
That's fair. I mean, that, and that's the thing. You were, and you also were scared. This fear was stopping you from just stopping, I guess, previously. You know what I'm saying? And you just can't let fear be your motivation. You had to, and you finally, you know, got up the courage and was like, you know what, I'm done doing this. And I just think that's it's just a lesson in life that we all have to understand that, especially when we have kids or if we have kids, you know, it's like we have to understand that they may want to go down a certain path. They may want to do something. And that might be the path for a long time. But then something may switch. Something may click and they may have to pivot. Me and Cam talk about this on Boss Talk, the power of the pivot. You might have to pivot and go into another direction with your life. And that's okay, too. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody's going to understand. Not everybody's going to agree with. Not everybody's going to understand. But you got to do what's best for you. You know what I'm saying? So,
and I had to learn that recently at the beginning. Well, it was around March of this year is whenever I had decided to quit my job and just start working for myself.
Yeah.
Figuring out ways to
listen, guys,
make
I don't
money.
Want y'all to ever just be out here. I know all about quitting jobs. That's a scary thing, man. This February would mark 8 years since I left my job.
Left your job.
And here, but my thing is always funny because I went to go quit and I got laid off. So that's a whole nother.
I did not know that.
You didn't know that?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, man, I literally went to go quit. And that day, they called us in the office and was like, we laying you off. And I was like, oh, dang. Oh. I had to fake like I was like, oh, dang, that's crazy, man. Y'all going to do people like that? That's wild, man. Then I said, hey, but we get unemployment, right? They said, yeah. Okay, cool. Dang, that's wild, man. Let me get on up out of here. And it's just kind of funny because that's why
if you would have quit,
if I would have quit, I wouldn't have got the unemployment. I'd have been so mad if they found out, like, yeah, they, you know, they laid people off. Dang it, I should have waited a little longer. So it'd be 8 years since I've been to a 9-to-5, and that's
a blessing.
It's a blessing, and that's just me personally, and plus the guys in my group. We all knew that where Dorm Table was going, where DT was going to be, how we were going to impact the world. We didn't know how it was going to happen. I mean, we didn't know any of that stuff, but we just knew that we were going to be doing something big. Now, speaking of that, I want to ask you, when I first started Dorm Table, you were 13. Because it's been this is our 10 year.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, it was a decade. We started a decade ago.
Was I really 13?
You were 13 years old.
Goodness gracious.
13 years old. Head still big. Still same size head. Head shaped like
I had
a Cadillac.
My then, just. I think. Uh-huh. So I think I had my braces then.
Oh, you did have braces.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Ooh, wee.
That's wild. But when we first started Dormtainment, you know what? Let's take it back a little further. Let's take it back to me and you growing up. Like, did you always see me as a creative?
Creative?
Or, like, growing up, like, I'm trying to see when you were like, okay, I could see my brother possibly doing this or doing that. You may have been too young to even really recognize anything because...
I mean, because initially, you know, you was rapping.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And so, like, I didn't think that rapping was something that you were going to probably stick to, but I knew that the beat making, I knew that was like some, because it was plenty of beats that I would hear you play over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And I'd start memorizing them. I'd start like remembering what you would
do. Well, I do want to correct you. Bars ain't never went nowhere.
Okay. All
yeah,
right.
Bar,
well,
like,
bars,
let's,
is still,
bars ain't never went nowhere. Don't ever... I am part of, Tropical Storm is one of the the hardest grooves in the world.
All right.
With our hit single, Dick Touch the Water. All right. So don't ever try the bars. But anywho, I know you didn't mean that. It's all right. It's cool. Bars is always there. The fans know. The fans know I be spitting. But no. Yeah, I was making beats heavy. And I guess then you could be like, all right, well, I know he got an ear for something. You know what I'm saying? I know you never seen me doing comedy full time.
Absolutely not. That was the very last thing that I would have thought, like, was going to be what you would go after. Even though you were funny.
Yeah, that's the funny part. The funny part is I was always cracking jokes around the house.
Yeah.
But it's weird that I just never thought, even myself was like, oh, I mean, I just like cracking jokes. I'm not thinking that I'm going to be on stage with a microphone or be, you know.
Never figured it could be a source of income for you.
Yeah, never. I never even thought about that. Of course, I've seen other people do it. I've seen movies and all that stuff. But for me, I'm like, okay, I'm probably just going to go to Atlanta, do music, and call it a day. But now, 10 years later,
here we are.
I'm making money from doing my writing comedy and doing stand-up and stuff like that. So it's just kind of interesting to see it from somebody else's perspective, like, because I would always be at the family gatherings making somebody laugh or, you know, our cousins, you know, we always making fun of them.
They so country. They is so country. We country.
We country. It's like, yeah, that's a whole nother level of country. And I just want to know that, when I went to Atlanta, Mama told me that, because y'all didn't tell me this at the time, but y'all dropped me off, and then she said, and I don't know why this is funny, but she said y'all cried in the car on the way back. When you left from the porch.
Yes, we did. We was standing in. I remember.
That
we
was standing so in here. Funny.
We was crying because we was like, "Oh my God,
he leaving." And meanwhile, he gone. I wish he had a camera, because if you cut to my angle, I'm just happy. I'm like, "Yeah, I'm gone. I'm out of here." But Mama knows.
That's a moment that I really did not like.
Think
we
about.
Really did
up here crying.
Boo-hooing. Yeah.
I'm just like, what y'all up here crying for? I'm gonna be back. Like,
listen, it's a whole different story.
That's just hilarious. But I mean, you know, we all three of us, we have a really close bond. So I understand that we was in this house years on years, and we did Christmas every year together and did everything together. So for a significant part to leave, that can affect anybody. But I just remember when I told my mom in 2002 when we first went to your cheerleading competition.
Oh God.
I used to cheerlead
competition, not just regular cheerleading.
No, you used to go. Like, yeah, y'all used to cheer.
Cheer.
Here's the thing, y'all was trash. But here's the thing,
we was not. You lie. We was good at our competitions. Okay.
No. Y'all was good. But I remember. You know what? Because of this is funny how life works. I'm just now thinking about this. So you did cheerlead. How old was she when she started cheerleading? You started cheerleading at 3.
And then dancing at 4, right?
And then dancing right at after. 4. A few things. Cheerleading. Because of your cheerleading, y'all were the reason I ended up in Atlanta.
Hmm? Oh, because
we went to the competition. Uh-huh. In my young mind, we went down there. So we get to the city. That's my first time being in Atlanta. We get to the city, and I will never forget. I remember Usher, was playing on the radio, and I was like, "Oh, I'm in the city where Usher and Ludacris." And Ludacris was my favorite rapper at the time, still one of my favorites of all time. And we in the city of Atlanta, and I remember we got to your cheerleading competition, and it was every woman I've ever seen ever. Including the women that are already in Atlanta. And in my mind, I'm like, I'm going to college in this city. Like, no ifs, ands, or buts. Like, I'm going. And I'll never forget, it was nighttime. We were headed back up this way. I remember we're on 85. Now that I know the city, I remember we was on 85. I remember Turner Broadcast was on the left. And I'm going. And I looked at Mom and I said, I'm going to school in Atlanta. She said, boy, what you talking about? I said, I'm going to school in Atlanta. I could feel it. And senior year comes, I remember I started applying to different places, but nothing really had the programs that I wanted. And then I looked at the Art Institute of Atlanta, and there was, I was like, I knew in my soul I was going to Atlanta. And, you know, looking back on it now, it was the best decision I could ever make. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's how you met your people.
That's how I met my brothers that I'm in the group with now. And it's just like, it's weird how those small, significant things, those small things will determine a larger picture. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't know that going down to that cheerleading competition that I was going to fall in love with Atlanta like that. You know what I'm saying? It was kind of interesting.
So are you saying it was because of the women?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. It was a shallow reason at first. It was definitely a shallow reason, for sure. I'm not going to lie about it. Yeah. I got down there and said, what is going on? All these girls down here. It's just a city full of women? All right, cool. We're going to go. But then, like I said, I get down there, and it was the culture. It was the music. It was the mm-hmm. Then also, the school had my program. So I was like, all right, bet. This is a perfect thing. And because you came to the show in Charlotte. When we did
at the school.
Yeah, when we got the standing ovation.
Yeah.
Okay, this is what I want to know. Because I know that was Mama's first time really seeing. That was your first time really seeing us live like that.
No, because the.
No, I'm talking about live. No, I'm talking about with that type of energy, in that type of energy in Charlotte. UNC Charlotte was our.
Was
to it, this
that
day,
was the first school that we had went to.
Yeah, that was the first school. And plus, that was the first. That was still to this day is our best show, hands down. Yeah. It was our best show, and we got a standing ovation.
Mm-hmm.
What was on your mind at that? Like when you went to that show, were you like, "Is my brother actually faint?" Like he?
No, it's like it's okay. Adjusting to it is okay. It's like we're there.
Yeah,
and we see the people cheering for you and everything, but it's one thing to see the show and the show be great, mm-hmm. get a standing ovation, but it's another thing to see these people come up to you. Like, it's just like, this is just Stevie. Like, come
on. This is Stevie.
This is just Stevie.
This ain't Rome. This is Stevie. Like,
and so many people try to correct me when I call you Stevie.
You're like, I'm his
and
sister.
And I'm like, I'm his sister. His name is Stevie. He is not Rome to me. He is Stevie.
Nah, and that, like, because it's weird, man. It still catches me off guard when people be. I was in Walmart in Mebane when I just got here. When I was here almost the next day, I went to Walmart in Mebane. I'm in Walmart. This girl goes, "Oh my God.
Oh no.
You roam from YouTube."
Oh,
I said,
no.
"I'm in country ass Mebane. How you see me in it? Like, what you, how you know?" And it's. I be forgetting that just the internet is just a world. It's just worldly. It's just everywhere.
It's
you can have
world.
It at all. And the internet, you're literally famous on the internet. Like, because the internet is TV. It's modern day TV. So I just want to know from a sister perspective, it's like when you were in high school, because I feel like if we started 10 years ago, you were still in high school. Oh, you were just in middle school.
I would be very annoyed.
Like,
people.
Did you people like would people in high school know our video? I never really talked to you about it. Did they know? Like here, did they know our videos?
Yes, they.
Like
did.
When you got old, like maybe when you got junior, senior year.
Yes, like it would be a lot of my friends that would be coming up to me asking me about Stevie because they knew you as Stevie because they knew you since
I was in high school.
Exactly.
So we went to the same middle school, same high school, and same elementary.
And
for those.
Same elementary, all the same schools.
Yeah, we went to all the same schools. So.
And then, like,
so
their brothers
I left
and
my
sisters
mark.
Knew you, too.
Yeah, I left my mark. And then as you came up,
mm-hmm.
people were like, oh.
And then they seeing you grow.
Then they see me grow.
And they're just like, oh, where your brother at? I'm just like.
Leave me alone.
God,
you got dang heathen. But, yeah. And it's like, to this day, it's still. I'm never not going to be humbled by somebody knowing me because of the people that listen to this podcast, because of the people that support us, we are in the position that we are in today. And literally, we ain't even got started. That's the crazy part. It's 10 years in, and we ain't really...
This is still the beginning.
This is still the beginning because, let me tell y'all, when they green light these shows and get our, when we get our foot, because our foot is like, our toe
just
is in
right
the door.
There.
Our toe is in the door. And
yeah.
The big toe is just peeking around. I got long feet. So my big toe is in the door.
Mm-hmm.
When the whole foot go in, it's over. It's like, okay. When it comes to sketches and stuff like that, I know our potential and like just the, I know what we can do. So I'm always thankful. I'm always humble by the fans and what you guys do. Before we get to the fan questions, though, I want to talk about something. So my sister has a lot of phobias.
Oh.
And we got to talk about some things. Because, one, you got to grow up.
Okay, look, listen. I'm grown.
We ride in the car, and she goes, yeah, I'm still scared of ladybugs. I said, first off, you don't need to be scared of nothing that's called a ladybug. That sounds like the sweetest thing ever on earth. No. Why are you scared of ladybugs?
Okay, because I got attacked by a swarm of ladybugs.
Let me tell you something.
What?
They were not attacking you.
They were attacking
mentally,
me.
Mentally.
Okay, let me explain.
Okay, go ahead.
I was in Granny's.
Our grandmother.
In the attic.
And our grandmother's attic. Now, our grandmother lives in Bear Creek, North Carolina.
That's
so
the country.
She lives in the deepest of
the
country.
Deep country.
Yeah.
All right. And I was laying down, and I had, like, kind of dozed off. And so whenever.
You were young.
Yes, I was very young.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah, young and stupid. I get it.
So I was.
Oh, hold on. Hey, mama, what that salmon looking like? Yeah, but anyway.
Better sleep than
good. Love you, mama. Go ahead.
But I had woke up.
Yeah.
And there was like ladybugs crawling on the sheets.
Okay.
That I seen first. And whenever I took the sheets off,
yeah,
then they were on like my legs and like me. And then at that point, it was just it just looked like they were just everywhere. They do swarm. Okay, ladybugs do swarm.
Okay, I can understand that. I can understand, but I do want you to know something. Nobody's ever been in the hospital in life from a ladybug.
Okay, I understand that. However, okay.
Like, literally, they are very small.
But they look evil, though. You see them?
Where do they look evil at?
On the circle face looking thing.
On the
with the dots and the stuff. They look evil, okay?
The beautiful ladybug looks
no beautiful,
evil.
Nothing.
But listen,
ain't
here's
no
my thing.
Nothing.
Do you know how big you are now? You're 23 years old.
Yes, I understand that.
Do you know how you could just flick it with a pinky and it would just die? It would literally die.
Did mama ever tell you about the time whenever the swarm of ladybugs was here?
Oh, God.
You told him. Okay, so like that literally was what? 2 years ago?
2 years ago?
Yes.
What happened? You started crying?
Yes. I did.
Wait, you really started crying?
I really did, because I could not come out the house.
I wish. If I was here, you would have been on the internet. Oh, my goodness, I wish I was here.
It was serious. Like, mama thought I was joking at first. And
what
I'm
you
like,
thought crying was going to do? What you
no,
thought that was going
to
do?
I couldn't get out the house, and I had to go to work, okay?
What? No, you just, that's what I'm saying. You need therapy. That's what I'm saying.
No.
You need therapy because
it's basically from a traumatic experience. Like,
that's why I literally said,
yeah, so people
you
are
need
scared
therapy.
Of certain things. No, I don't need no therapy for that.
Yes,
I just need to stay away from ladybugs. That's
no, it. Literally in life, you need therapy, especially for these ladybugs because you don't need to be afraid. There's nothing going to hurt you from these ladybugs. Mm-hmm. I can even say if you said tarantulas, I'd be like, all right.
I'm scared of those too.
That makes sense.
I mean,
all that makes sense. A tarantula, I don't want a tarantula on me. Uh-huh. A tarantula is like a fist. It's like a big fist spider.
Mm-hmm.
A ladybug has never in the history of mankind done anything to anybody.
Nope. I ain't with it. No ladybugs.
Hold on. There's got to be. All right. Phobia. I'm looking up someone in there, y'all. Phobia of ladybugs.
It's a word?
It's called entomophobia. Entomophobia.
That's what I got.
What is it? How and why it occurs? Let's read about this.
So it's a real thing?
These cute little ladybug creatures come in all kinds of cute little colors. They are red and orange, the black ones, of course, as well as unusual colors like white, yellow, blue, purple. Well, maybe. Am I scaring you? Well, if I am, then that could be because you have a fear of ladybugs. But you're not alone. Thousands, indeed probably hundreds of thousands of people across the globe have a similar fear. Some even have a wider fear of more than just ladybugs. Let's dive a little deeper. So, known as coccinophobia, that's one of them long phobia words. This forms part of a wider field called entomophobia, which is known fear of one or more insect varieties. Sufferers may incur similar reactions to other phobias, such as sweating or increased breathing. What?
It's a real thing.
No, I know it's a real thing. It's a real stupid thing is what I'm trying to say. We have to recognize that fears are indeed irrational, but to the sufferer, they are very real states of mental and physical emotion brought by a trigger element, which in case means you need therapy is what I'm telling you. This is how you get through it. Often the trigger is a past incident, perhaps a childhood clash with a bloom of ladybugs or an uneasy feeling that a ladybug landed on them. Mm-hmm. Perhaps as a child, they accidentally swallow one. The point is, it could be invoked by a plethora of potential experiences.
Not a plethora.
Mama, I'm in the middle of a podcast. I want rice. I want rice and potatoes. What you mean?
Rice and potatoes.
Come on now. That's what I'm talking about. Whip it up in there. Mama. Okay, here we go. How to overcome it. Step one, recognition.
Okay, I recognize it. Okay, cool.
Step two, assessment. Is it actually a problem for you to suffer for this? Is it important for you that you get over this feeling? No. Does it occur often enough to warrant some help, or does it prevent you from living your life?
No.
Yes, it does.
It did one time.
No, okay, no.
It said often.
No, no.
It said often.
When the last time you seen a ladybug?
Not too long ago.
Exactly.
My boyfriend decided to try to get, I don't know what he was trying to do with it, but it didn't happen. Because it never got to me. Scare me with the ladybug.
Step three, learning. More often than not, we usually have a greater fear of things we don't know or understand. Starting a new job, having an operation might be good examples. By learning more about the subject, we're more likely to remove the fear that we may have developed over them. Start by learning something small, perhaps once a day. Pick up a book. Pick out a new detail about them. This website may help. I'd recommend two articles to ease you in the subject and get you started. Plus, they contain no scary ladybug images. I'm going to send you these articles.
No, thank you.
There's no ladybugs in the article.
I don't know about them.
See, that's the thing. You got to be open to change. You can't be.
It's not affecting my life, you know.
You literally just said.
Not that much.
But what if you got to go on vacation somewhere and they have ladybugs at your resort? You going to go home? I'm saying they say the whole island is full of ladybugs.
I don't know what to do while I'm there in the first place.
You're not going to know. You're just going to have fun. But you get there. Oh, sorry. This season we do have some ladybugs, but they're not bothering nobody. You going to go home?
No, I'm going to try to just avoid ladybugs. Do they got ladybug repellent?
Yeah, it's called therapy. You know what? You are hard-headed, though. I don't know if that's a Virgo trait. I don't know if that's not a Virgo trait. That's just a you trait.
I don't know.
You are very hard-headed. But what I do want you to understand out of this podcast is be open to change. Like, you have to be open to change in life, because you can't go all your life not being willing to just say, okay, you know what? I have to get over certain things if I want to live my life, if I want to be free, if I want to be a whole human. I got to learn to just be open to change. Not big changes, small steps, one at a time. If you could just promise me that as you get older, you'll just start to look at things and be like, you know what? I could probably change this. Especially if other people tell you that, hey, maybe you should look into this. Just sit back and be like, you know what? What am I not looking at? That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
I appreciate your expertise.
That's all I'm saying, because I've grown. I've grown. And I want my siblings, the people I love, to grow as well. That's all I'm saying. Uh-huh. That's all I'm saying. No, I mean, that's what I'm saying. One at a time, step by step. That's all I'm saying. She's still 23. She's still young. She got time to change and grow. So let's get to these fan questions. All right, guys. Remember, if you want to submit a question to the podcast. Oh, just to let y'all guys know, too. You know what? I should have said this at the beginning. But either way, I'll put it in the description. We won't have video podcasts until I'm back in LA, which I'm not back until mid-January, about the 12th or the 15th. So once I get back, we'll be back in the studio, back with Hannah, back with the producers, everybody, and we'll be back putting the new clips on YouTube. So you guys just be patient with us, everybody. It's the holiday season, so you know how it goes.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So, first question from Akinyele Artisan. What's up, Rome? Since we're days away from Christmas, I was wondering if you can remember the best and the worst gift you've ever gotten as a child. Well, I said the best one. The worst, mom probably got me some socks or something. Like, nobody want no socks as no child. Like, I don't need, my feet don't need to be warm right now. I'm trying to play games.
One of the main Christmas presents that was given to you that I remember is the Nutty Buddy bars.
Yo. I love Nutty Buddy bars. It's a yellow and red box. I just had two yesterday. Not two boxes, two little Nutty Buddy bars. Tyler Afro Lady Thomas. Hey DT family, hope all is well with you this week. I'm currently listening to Amanda Seals do 10 things I learned from this decade on her podcast. Is there a top five or best three things you guys learned throughout the 2009-2019 decade? I've mainly learned to become more self-aware of my actions and that depression is deeper than I could ever imagine it to be. Hopefully in 2020, I can heal myself more, but just be curious as to what you guys have to say. It's been a great year of the podcast episodes with you, and I really appreciate the work you guys did with Boss Talk. I've learned so much. Hope you guys continue to grow. Tyler, I'm gonna do a wrap up probably next Saturday or Sunday, and I'm gonna do a list. But I guess one of the things off the top of my head is to know that the journey is deeper than you could imagine. I would just say that because 10 years ago I didn't know I would be where I am now, and through the ups and downs, and just knowing that it's not about the, you know, destination, it's about the journey, and you got to kind of fall in love with the process. So that's one thing that I definitely know, because when I started, I was 21 years old. So in the 10 years that I've been here, that's one thing I can definitely say. But I'll go through a whole breakdown of all that when I do the full wrap up. Sierra Derrico, have you learned something this decade?
I have learned a lot about myself.
Okay.
And
so self-awareness was one thing you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was able to point out more of what
needs to change and what doesn't need to change.
Oh, really?
Yes, and it wasn't including Ladybugs.
Oh, that's crazy that you pointed out some change.
It was not.
But no, that's good. That's good that you figured that up. I figured that out. Hey, hey, DT, how goes it? Quick question. If a young lady is direct and upfront, but not necessarily too blunt, but bold enough towards a man, is that a turn off? Does that turn on or off? Like, as in she is not being rude. My take. I believe it has to do with the person's confidence level, but not being too cocky about it and the person receiving it. If they get super offended by that type of behavior, then there may be some insecurity issues on their part while they can't see the positivity in it. Shrugs. Much love, C. Yeah, I think it's the person. Like, a girl can come to me and say whatever. I'm a comedian, so I'm like, all right, I don't know what you're talking about. Or I might laugh. I've had girls come up to me and say wild stuff before, and I might go along with it. But I don't think it's rude. For some people, it may be a turn off. But like you said, it depends on who the person is. Some people may be an introvert. They may not know how to handle the way you're coming at them. So you got to kind of take it as a case-by-case basis.
I mean, from a girl's perspective, whenever a guy does it, a lot of times girls think it's like, ugh. Well, a lot of guys
trash. No, I get it. Like, but some
girls think it's too like aggressive.
Yeah, it's too aggressive. In Adelaide, yo, what's good? If you were to rename your siblings, what would they be?
What would be another name you would have for me?
Let me see. I could see you as. I can see you as, let me see. At first, I was going to go with Tony because it's unisex. And I think I actually like the name Tony for a girl. I do.
With an I.
Yeah, or whatever. Yeah, yeah. So,
I'm about to say Taylor's unisex.
Yeah, Taylor's unisex too. So I could see Tony. I could also see, I don't know. Alexis, that's your middle name.
How about I say Alexis?
Yeah, I'll be calling you. Like, I can see Alexis fits for you. What about me? You know what? I can see a Derek. I can see a Derek.
Maybe a Derek.
Maybe a Derek.
No. I'm thinking maybe more. Yeah.
A Mike?
I see a Mike.
You give me the most common ass.
The most common name.
You trying to call me a common nigga?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
My bad, Mike. You're not common. Lexi Lex. Find the guy who wore the shades. Oh, I was talking about Blue. Mama, you remember Blue?
Oh, yeah.
Remember when
yeah,
I brought the Blue with the shade and he never took his shades off? Because I told the story on the podcast.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. LOL. Hello, everyone. If you were to pick one year of your childhood to relive as an adult, which year would you pick? And why was that year so significant? Ooh, 1 year of my childhood to relive as an adult? Oh, that's tough. You know what? The year I lived in Panama, because I stay going out the country, boss talk, you know what I'm saying? All we do is go out the country, you know what I'm saying? Boss boys, that ENT, you know what I'm saying? Uh-oh, boys. Uh-oh. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, no. I was probably say when I lived in Panama, because it's that or when I was in Germany, because I can't remember it. So as an adult, that would be great.
Mine would be the year that I graduated from high school.
Okay, because that was a happy day for you.
No, I would relive that whole entire year because
it was a great year.
No, that was a bad year.
So why would no?
Oh, are they saying relive it or redo?
To relive as an adult, why would you want to go through that again?
Okay, I got you.
Okay, happy. I don't know why I always say your name like that, but it just sounds like some type of sandwich. Happy whole lit days. Hey, see what I did there? Yo, I'm mad dude from last week told y'all the correct way to say hokage. I live for y'all messing it up like nobody's business. The person above me is right. You need to find the dude with the shades. I need to know, is it the family thing or is his eyes lazy or something? LOL. What are some of your favorite holiday dishes? And who would you say is your best cook in your family other than your parent? Hope you guys have a happy holiday. Probably my grandma.
Yeah,
and probably my grandma. Other than that, my favorite dish is my mama's strawberry pie. Favorite dish, hands down.
Yeah.
And my granny's potato salad, which I don't know if I'm getting any, But yeah, my grandmother's potato potato salad.
Who peed?
Oh, huh?
Uh-oh.
Who peed? I didn't pee. My mom just stepped in the dog pee.
No.
I think Flip.
It might be Flip.
My bad, Mom. From Range Down, y'all had me rolling last week with the nicknames. It really had me thinking, am I in the stripper world? It's just a gamer tag, though, but I swear if I ever met a stripper with the name, I'm going to have to change it. My question for the week, because it's Christmas in a couple days, do you remember that one year that Santa hurt you? Spoiler alert, homie wasn't real. I remember writing Fat Man a letter, leaving cookies and milk, begging for Ninja Turtles. He didn't break in the house and move anything. My parents never even told me the truth. They all disrespectful. I'm not mad now. Now, though, it's just PTSD. The year that Santa hurt me, you know, I'm not gonna lie, we had some blessed Christmases. We usually got what we wanted. Santa came through.
Yeah.
Santa had a decent job, you know what I'm saying? So we was blessed with it. We was blessed with a good Santa.
It made me sad whenever I found out that Santa was not real.
It made you sad?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
I don't even remember when I found out. I just know I went the next day and I was like, oh, okay.
I figured from the year before that he wasn't real, just simply because I had woke up randomly in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And mama was out here with some presents.
Yeah.
And mama told, she hurried up and told me to go back to bed. And that next year is when she was like, Santa's not real.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I had a hunch maybe like a year or two before, because mama and Santa had the same writing. So I was like, okay, that's cool. Okay. Yeah. I was like, I see what's going on. And last question is Jesus. So for starters, I didn't read the post from last week about the dude that beat cancer. I had just seen the length of the post and said it was too long, but man, I felt bad when y'all were reading it out loud, LOL. Now for the question. I just want to see a female's POV and yours as well, Rome. So how do you guys feel about all the girls that are making OnlyFans, premium snaps, etc.? Do y'all condone it or simply don't care since money is money? I ask because I've noticed a big debate going on about it, and both sides always make sense to me. P.S. I hope all the DT family has a good Christmas and New Year's. I wish you guys nothing but the best in 2020, and I'm ready to support every step you guys take. Appreciate that, Zeus. OnlyFans. Here's the thing. Do what you gonna do. I can't really be mad at it. It's not my cup of tea. Like, I have a homegirl who her friend on there doesn't really show much, maybe a nip slip here and there, but she got 2,000 OnlyFans, like fans. She charges $10 a month. She makes $20,000 a month.
What?
A month, give or take, probably some months that up and down. She probably clearing at least 15
That's
grand.
Crazy.
But it's like,
that's do what I do.
But the thing is like, what do you want to be remembered for? I'm very legacy driven. Mm-hmm. So for me, it doesn't work for me. If other people just want to make money, I can see, because there's circumstances. It's circumstantial. Single mom,
mm-hmm.
can't really get a job, you got a baby to feed. I can't be mad at you.
Yeah.
Then there's some people who ain't got that, and they just have a nice body, and they're like, you know what? I'm gonna make some money.
Because I don't, like, it's.
So I can't be, I'm not mad at it. I wouldn't do it, because I want people to remember me for my work.
Mm-hmm.
I want to remember, like, oh, that's a funny dude. Like, I like what he does, da da da. That's not for me, you know.
Not
that's,
just
yeah.
necessarily for looks or whatever.
Yeah, that's the thing, and that's so for people who don't want to be remembered for that stuff, they like, yeah, sure. But other people, they're like, I can't really do that. I don't want to do that with my body or my time, and that's fine. I think both ways, it's your prerogative. You know what I'm saying? Gizmo. Get off the court. All right, okay. Matter of fact, come here, bring your butt here. Okay, you don't.
Okay,
it's a dog doing lots of dog stuff.
Get him over there.
Okay, go that way. There you go. All
right.
There you go. Okay, so.
Oh, my goodness.
But yeah, so yeah, I think it's, you do what you do. I mean, that's pretty much, I can't be mad at you. If you're making your money, if you're surviving, if you're living life.
Nobody hustle.
Yeah,
if that's what you do, that's what you do.
That's what you do. But yeah, man, we are reaching on an hour right now, and you know it's Christmas time. I just want to say thank you for coming on and talking with me. I'm excited about 2020. I'm excited about what's in store for DT. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about what's in store for the family. I told you I got a car to get you.
Yeah. And we ain't never going to forget that.
Oh, no. I'm never going to forget it because I meant that. I got a car I'm going to get you. I got a house I'm going to get mama. So, it's, you know, it's just go time, man. It's just very, very important time in my life. And I'm going to be 32 this year. And I'm excited about it. I'm really excited about 32 for some reason. You know what I'm saying? I think that was Shaq's number. And hopefully my money can get to that Shaq level. It will. But thank you again. And for everybody listening, I hope you have a blessed Christmas. Kiss your mom, kiss your grandma, your dads, kiss your everybody. Tell the people you love them, man, because, you know, a matter of fact, let me say this. There's a lot of people who aren't able to be home with their families this holiday season. And if you know anybody like that, just reach out to them and just give them some love on Christmas. And, you know, just tell them that they're appreciated and that, you know, they have a lot to look forward to. And to just give them that holiday spirit, man, especially the people who may look like they're strong, those are usually the ones that need to be checked up on. So, you know, check up on your people, check up on your friends. And I'll do the wrap up for the end of the year podcast next week, and I'm just gonna try to continue giving you guys this content while I'm gone. And I love you guys, and I love you fans, I love you sis,
love you too,
I love you mama, and I love you Gizmo.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.